Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Today, we're going to dive into talking about proven underwater solutions for Canada. Canada needs an ocean-going submarine, and there's a lot that goes into what type of vessel is selected. It's important to acknowledge the history and the type of knowledge and experience required to produce submarines. Joining us today, we have two very special guests. Our first guest, Steve Jung, is Senior Executive Vice President, Naval Ship International Business, Hunghwa Ocean, as well as his colleague, Jason Kim, who is the team leader of Naval Ship Business with Hunghwa Ocean. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
Steve, I want to start off with you. That's a pretty strong statement. You've said that your submarines are made very well and provide proven solutions to the Canadian industry and to the Canadian Navy. Tell me more about that. Why are you so confident about that?
You know, Hunghwa Ocean has been building more than 18 submarines for Korean Navy. You know, for like as myself as ex-submariner, the proven submarines are very important because submarine operation is not like operating surface ships. You have to go deep dive, you have to travel underwater without seeing anything. So you have to have some kind of confidence what you are actually driving. So confidence, your submarine is the most important thing to the crew. So other meaning about proven is already Royal Navy operating two of the Changbo 3 class submarine, which we are planning to, you know, introduce the Canadian Navy. So proven means Royal Navy operating obviously there without any problem. They are actually accomplishing other missions. So it's proven is important. Same time, you know, Korea has a lot of like a robustic economy right now. Also, HANA, all the good group eyes, we have, you know, not just on defense area. We have a commercial area. Same time, we have R&D area. So get together with HANA Ocean, I think the Canadian can get a lot of the benefits in the industry or the same time in the defense area. That's why I'm meaning the benefit and proven.
So can I add something? So Hanwha is the sixth largest company in Korea, and followed by Samsung and LG's and then Bosco and Lotte. You know, Hanwha is starting with the defense company in 1952. We have Hanwha Ocean and Hanwha Aerospace, who won the Redback in Australia. And also we have a maritime solution with the Hanwha Ocean, which is, as Steve mentioned that, we built many of the submarines, the Royal Navy, since we have around 30 years relationship with the Korean Navy. Also, we have a track record. And the thing is that approaching with Canada, we are looking for the most, the thing is the benefit for the Canada economy, especially like we are not just shipbuilder, we have a total solution provider, which we can provide with the renewable energy and other solution with the land system. And there's many area, also maritime as well. The many area will be collaborate with the Canadian industry player, especially like SMEs in Canada, and also indigenous First Nation as well. And we are a lot of company has been engaging with us. Probably like you saw the like the article that we have a technology, so technical cooperation agreement in between the Babcock Canada. Which is in June happened, we signed it with for the ISS, for the CPSP, including with Victoria class in-service support as well.
Well, you guys have been around a long time. I mean, you've established your reputation globally. I think you've been around since 1973, serving the naval ship market. And Steve, certainly your experience as a former submarine force commander with the Republic of Korea's Navy Submarine Force certainly gives you a lot of experience. And Jason, you've been with Hanwha for a number of years as well. So you've probably seen and experienced a lot in the development of your submarine technology. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's correct.
So, you know, Steve, I want to ask you, this year's theme at Deep Blue is endurance. And maybe you could tell us a little more about the term sea proven when it comes to submarines. Why is that so significant?
Okay. As I mentioned just before, as a submariners, you know, we like to drive some submarine is actually working out there, not paper submarine. You know, underwater, they have a lot of risk, not just like depths of water, the darkness, there are also sometimes unseen obstacles. Also, there are a lot of, you know, fishing boats out there we have to avoid. Many people, you know, thinking just driving somebody underwater is like driving ships, you know, at the surface. But driving on someone underwater, you know, also accomplishing mission, it requires a lot of, you know, skills. Also, with the skill, we need to have some kind of a reliable and credible, you know, systems on board. So if you go down deep, if some valve doesn't work out, then you could be flooding your ship. You are risking your life. So as a submariners, you know, proven, actually, you know, if some Navy already operating submarine, it gives a lot of credibility. So what I'm saying is, since the Guam Navy has been operating the submarines many years, also the Zhangbuo 3 submarine we are trying to provide the Canadian Navy has been in the mission from 2021 already. It has been operating for 3 years without any problem. That's why I mean it's proven it's important.
Yeah, in addition to that, as you're aware, the Victoria submarine, Victoria class submarine will be decommissioned from the mid 2030s in a row. So those simple calculations, we could get the point that the first boat is next generation, shall be delivered, should be on the before that, to avoid any gap of capability of underwater LCN. So without actually proven solution is very important because like we can adapt it. Also, Canadian Navy can adapt it, the submarine, without any design fault or like, which can cause it. Also can test for the crew safety, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think, Steve, you touched a little bit on the history and some of the development that's going on and some of the technology for what's being worked on. But I want to ask you both to weigh in terms of the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project. What does Hanwha Ocean bring to the table? And Steve, I'd like you to comment first, please.
You know, first thing is we like to deliver the on-time delivery, because as Jason mentioned, you know, the Canadian Navy tried to have a new submarine in middle of the year 2030, because your submarine, Victoria class submarine, is, you know, going out commission very soon. So to meet that time, so on-time delivery is very important. So proven submarine means we don't have to worry about is submarine's capability. So you can believe it on that our submarine and you can get the submarine on time. The second thing is about our enhancements underwater endurance. You know, our submarine actually has lithium ion batteries compared to lead acid battery used to be in other submarines are using. The lithium battery provides you a lot of endurance underwater. For the submarine operations, if you can stay underwater longer time, it means you have a lot of tactical, you know, advantages. So it's, as a submarine officer, I think it's a very important feature you can provide to Canadian Navy. And third thing is high lethality. Our submarine can carry up to 30 weapons in one time. It's a lot compared to other submarines. You can carry 20 on board. Also, you can carry 10 outside the ballistic vertical launching system. So you can provide, you know, the capability the Canadian Navy wants for the future. And the last one is a reliable lifetime support. You know, since the Long Navy is operating the same kind of submarine for the next 30 or 40 years, It means your Navy can operate parallel with our Navy. So we can share a lot of experience. Same time, you can share spare part. Also, you can share the maintenance area. Also, you can say for the future, you know, we can do like a lot of combined exercise together to build up a tactical capability between two navies. So, you know, in summary, our submarine can provide you on-time delivery. You know, it also it is sea proven. Same times, it will deliver a lot of underwater endurance capability and high lethality and reliable lifetime support to your Navy. This is, I think, is important to features I just mentioned about my submarine.
Jason, how do you see it?
Yeah, Steve mentioned a good point for that. Lithium battery, latest one, which is made by Hanwha Aerospace from the same umbrella, and also fuel cell AIP. They give us long endurance, which is RCNs needed for to cover all the Canadian sea lines, because Canada has the longest coastline ever. So I think like our submarine can protect, also can meet the requirement of RCN, and then also high lethality. We have many options for that. 20 weapon tube, also like we have a 10 vertical launcher. And also we have, this is the most important thing, is exceptional for the crew comports. Submarine is very tight area. So we designed it for the submarine crew comportness of the, what you call it, operation of submarine crew to enjoy the comportness of submarine. We have a very spacious room. Also, we are thinking about the new gym area, a lot of recreation area, including with the personal entertainment devices.
Yeah, I could see how space would be a vital component. And certainly the lithium battery technology is, you know, certainly a game changer in terms of endurance. Now, Jason, I just want to ask you, did I hear you correctly? You manufacture your own lithium batteries as well?
Yeah, our subsidiary, he's a shareholder of the Hanwha. Also, Hanwha Aerospace making lithium battery. And also, we are planning to make a manufacturing facility in Canada for the lithium battery for the future ISS.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, I just want to come back to, you touched upon the area of life cycles. How would the submarines that you're proposing be managed with the whole life cycle? And Jason, I'd like to get your weigh in on that too, because it's important. I mean, Canada needs an ocean going submarine, of course, but like, can we dig a little deeper into the life cycle?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. You know, Royal Navy has been operating submarines more than 30 years. The biggest concern was, how we keep that submarine capability. This is a life cycle. You know, we need to have trained people. Same time, we need to have like a proper maintenance for the submarine to have the, you know, design the capability going on, you know, during the operation. And I say the lifetime support is since the Royal Navy is operating same type of submarine with the Canadian Navy for the future. We can share like internal, you know, as a global supply. We'll try to build up global supply chain. We call, you know, Jangbogo Club. Inside the Jangbogo Club, you can share, you know, spare part. You can share the features developed for the future. Also, if you have some problem, your Navy submarine, the Royal Navy can supply the spare parts first to your Navy, and later in Royal Navy, you know, purchase from the manufacturers. So it actually speed-wise, you can have like more quickly repair your submarine. So it means your submarine can be operate more proper conditions. That kind of activity between the Canadian Navy and Royal Navy and Hanwha Ocean can improve the submarine operability as like lifetime goes on.
Jason, how do you see it?
Yeah, and also submarine is very important, very expensive, the weapon, and also very lethal. To ensuring the ensuring the operability of the submarine is very important. So Hanwha Ocean is trying to build up the independence ISS service in Canada, which is like we are finding with a lot of relationship with the Canadian players and also small side players. And recently we had a ISS symposium with Baku, Canada. They brought they visited our yard and we shared the knowledge. We also Hanwha Ocean understood the what was the environment of the ISS service in Canada. So to ensure that the operability of the submarine, we are trying to all the engages for the even if the project is not announced yet. So we engage it earlier and proactively.
Okay. Final question. I want to come back to the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project. And if you don't mind, Jason, we'll start with you. So how would Hanwha contribute to Canada through the Canadian Patrol Submarine Project?
Okay. Those shipyards in the world, other than Hanwha has the ability to achieve this series of experience related with submarine construction within a generation to pass it on the intangible asset accumulated through them of the other country. Canada is also interested in maintaining and growing the ecosystem of this related industry, not just acquiring the weapon system, such as a submarine. Hanwha is a diversified group with the business spanning the various sector, including with the defense, such as land, air, maritime, and space, and also renewable energy, solar, wind, hydrogen, and also construction field and chemical. A collaboration with Hanwha presents a lot of wide range of the opportunity of the business collaboration that can deliver a significant industry and technology advantage to the Canada economy. We'll try to provide a solution that can satisfy the Canada citizen while providing timely delivery of the submarine with the capability which is required by LCN.
Okay, and Steve, how do you see it?
In adding that Jason mentioned, we try to build up in-service support to your industry for the future. So you can share a lot of Hanwha Ocean's capability with the industry. Same time, we try to build the LBTS, we call land-based test facility system in Canada. So using this facility, we can verify the reliability of operating equipment in training and maintenance personnel and reviewing the application of new systems. Also, for the future, Hanwha Ocean has Hanwha Group has a lot of capability in the in the industry. So we can join solar, wind, hydrogen, and the energy storage with the Canadian industry. It can give some benefit to your country too.
So Stephen and Jason, South Korea and Canada have always enjoyed a robust relationship, and it's expected to grow in the future. One of the areas I'd like to touch upon is there's an agreement process in place to transfer technology information. Steve, starting with you, can you tell us a little more about the history and that agreement?
Yeah, let me mention briefly about history, and then Jason will mention about the technology transfer area. In 1950, when there was a war in Korea between South and North Korea, Canada sent your troops to help us out. So I think that Canada is our blood brother. So in the future, you're not just provide the submarine to your country. We try to help your industry in the area about transferring technology. About the transferring technology, the Jason is he knows more than me, so he can mention. I think the better opinion about that. Jason, could you?
Yeah. And recently, Canada and Korea at the government level, there's an ongoing discussion to sign the JISOIA agreement, which is allow us to easy to transfer the technology, especially on the defense area. That help us also help Canada to get a gain a lot of technology from Korea easily. And also, Korea is easy to provide knowledge to Canada. So I think both sides has been the bonded relationship since this year is the 60th anniversary of the Canada and Korea has a diplomatic relationship. So I think that kind of agreement also a lot of government relationship, government activity help us give us a better opportunity to engage with the CPSP.
Jason, you're pretty confident in the quality of the submarines that Hanwha Ocean is building, and please tell us more.
Yeah, actually, this is my first time to have an interview with the foreign media. Maybe my English or our English is broken, but our submarine is rock solid. And some of those folks said that Korean is boring, but probably like you watch the Squid Game and then very intensive TV show. So Korean is not boring. We are the frontiers and we are the creators and we can make fun of that. And also a podcast on the your industry as well.
You've been listening to Vanguard Radio. Our special guest today joining us has been Steve Jung, and he is the Senior Executive Vice President, Naval Ship International Business, Hanwha Ocean, and his colleague, Jason Kim, who is Team Leader of Naval Ship Business with Hanwha Ocean. We have been talking about proven underwater solutions for Canada. We've covered a lot of information. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Vanguard Radio.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly Podcast Series, CGE Weekly Podcast Series, Vanguard Radio Podcast, and CGE Radio Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.